Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape Drive Time. One of the bold recommendations of the ANC's Swift National Policy Conference last week was the call to downgrade the South African embassy in Israel. At the National Policy Conference, the ruling party said it wanted to send a strong message about Israel's continued illegal occupation of Palestine and the continued human rights abuses against the peoples of Palestine. Okay, the question, is it simply rhetoric? And that's not a rhetorical question. To discuss this further, online is Dr. Ahmed Haroon Jazbai, well-known academic and executive member of the Media Review Network. Dr. Jazbai, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Shafiq. Thank you for having me.
Is it simply rhetoric, and that's not a rhetorical question?
I mean, I think, you know, as was clear from the press statement, in our opinion, this is just another addition to the plethora of ANC resolutions, ANC media statements, and other rhetorical utterances in support of the Palestinian cause. But, you know, what we're seeing on the ground is such rhetoric rarely ever translates into any meaningful action in support of the Palestinian people. So, yes, it's, in my opinion, it's mere rhetoric until the ANC actually acts upon this. It's important to note that for the time being, this is merely a resolution, and it needs to be ratified at the ANC's national conference at the end of this year. And I think with the bruising leadership battle that is going to go on in the ANC, I think that the issue of the Palestinian cause might fall from the wayside. So I certainly do not see any reason to jump for joy, as we have seen from other sectors of society, from the Muslim community, with some organizations, telling the public to send letters of congratulations to the ANC. This is merely just rhetoric. I cannot see the ANC really acting upon this.
There are other realities too, because maybe one should advise people to hop onto the El Al flight that goes to Israel and see who's on the plane and who from government circles may be and who from commercial circles in South Africa is actually doing business with that country.
Yes, indeed. I mean, the ANC has taken a stance to in the past, to discourage travel for its members for business or even leisure purposes. But yes, you're right. If you go on an El Al site, you'll find, I'm pretty sure certain, you'll find many South African going to Israel for business purposes. I mean, we've seen a Johannesburg-based radio station which has links to a radio station in Tel Aviv and has major business ties with Israel. So, you know, the ANC can only discourage. It cannot possibly stop any businessman or South African private citizen from going to Israel for business, for academic purposes, or even for leisure purposes. So, how does the ANC, in a way, ensure that it can move beyond this rhetoric? How does it move? How does it aim to implement the various resolutions? Now, I have in front of me many, many resolutions from the ANC from 2002 to the Polokwane Conference in 2007 to the Mangaung Conference in 2012 and many General Council meetings in between and media statements, but it has not managed to discourage South Africans from doing business in apartheid Israel.
Yeah, and of course.
So we return to the main fact, is this rhetoric?
And of course, in any case, if the government did go into that territory, there would most definitely be constitutional redress anyway. So
exactly.
It's a rather, I suppose, rarefied space. So at the end of the day, those at the embassy in Pretoria probably said, okay, let's batten down hatches for a week or so. The storm will blow over, and then after that, it's business as usual.
I also think so. I mean, if we look at, I've been following our current ambassador to Israel quite closely, Mr. Sisa Ngombane. He actually is said to be quite close friends with Telfed, an Israeli arm of the South African Zionist Federation based in Tel Aviv, which is part of the ethnic cleansing of Palestinian villages during Israel establishment. And the same Ambassador Ngombane seems to be at odds with, you know, South Africa's official policy not to travel, for say government officials not to travel to Israel, when he said that he wishes to see Zuma encouraging relations with Israel, and he says that the MC plans a lot of visits and was exerting pressure on Pretoria to send more ministers to Israel. So this discord between party and state is worrying, and that is why I'm of the opinion that we will not see this resolution being implemented. I would like to see it, and I'm sure many other peace-loving South Africans who identify themselves with the Palestinian cause would like to see this resolution implemented, and for our office to be downgraded to that of a liaison office. But we, the exam passed masters at ethics, and I think it's a case of seeing is believing this time around.
In any case, the downgrade that's been spoken about, I've never seen any specification of it, whether the embassy should have one cup of tea instead of two, or what kind of downgrade they're even talking about. It's just very, very vague, and it's out there, and that's it.
Indeed. I mean, I think that was part of the the idea behind the resolution. They aim to send it back to the branches for more consultation and so on, and that maybe that's where they believe that the substance will come out of. But I think it was a case of using the media attention gained by such an announcement, and hoping that this will fare the ANC well in the eyes and minds of Palestinian supporters in South Africa. The ANC has been known to use resolutions on the Palestinian issue for electoral gain. And that's how I see it. It's mainly to maybe cement some of its support amongst the Muslim community and the Palestinian solidarity community at large. So you're right, substance is lacking, and I await to see that substance, if it ever materializes.
Dr. Ahmad Haroon Jazbai from Media Review Network commenting on a recommendation at the ANC's 5th National Policy Conference about downgrading the South African Embassy in Israel. At the moment, it's what it is. It's words on a piece of paper. That's it. Dr. Jazbai, thanks for chatting to us.
Shukran jazina.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.